This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. The cult of global warming wants all your money. The more enthusiastically you pay for skyrocketing food and fuel costs, part and parcel of the World Economic Forum's dreams for a centrally controlled economy, the more piously you can demonstrate that the good green spirit has filled you to the brim with virtue. Are you worthy of Mother Earth's blessings? That depends. Do you drive an electric vehicle? Are you committed to the eternal gospel that all hydrocarbon molecules are evil and that free market economies cause inclement weather? Do you regularly condemn climate skeptics as charlatans deserving of censorship, prosecution, and even death for their lies? You don't doubt the prophecies of Klaus Schwab, Barack Obama, George Soros, Al Gore, or any of the other church elders, do you? To question the climate change prophet is to blaspheme. To question man-made global warming is to sin. To question that the science is settled is to invite an apocalyptic hell dooming the planet. Disciples, commit yourself to the climate change church. Do what you're told. Preach the green dogma to the wayward doubters. And without exception, always penitently obey. Climate change zealotry is a scam, people. There are so many hundreds of millions of human beings around the world that have allowed themselves to get caught up in the greatest, most diabolical con game of all time. This vexes me to no end. There is no better example of how dangerous a mind virus can be. When people are shamed into turning off their critical thinking skills and blindly accepting an idea on faith alone, the damage is nevertheless that immense. I don't know how many times I've had some version of this conversation with otherwise rationally thinking people. So you agree that power corrupts and that governments routinely lie? Oh, of course. And you recognize that the U.S. government, like all others, has spread waves of propaganda at different points in history to affect public opinion, justify wars, win elections, increase budgets, avoid responsibility for heinous crimes, etc., etc. Well, isn't that obvious? Okay, right, okay. But on this one issue, that man's use of cheap and abundant supplies of hydrocarbon energy, which has raised the global standard of living exponentially over the last century like no other time in human history, is coincidentally so dangerous that it must be regulated and controlled by a handful of wealthy global economic elites who promise to save the planet only if we do as they say and obey. You believe that those same liars are telling the truth? Inevitably, in all of these conversations, the answer turns out to be, of course. Who could make up such a lie? It's backed up by science, right? There's a cartoon, political cartoon I've seen with a stern-looking scientist, and the caption reads, 97% of scientists believe whatever will secure their future financial grants. Science has a funny way of losing its objectivity when billionaires with agendas, venal politicians, and a global elite with sights on world domination provide them some funding. And as much as they are regularly regarded as a priestly caste whose dedication to knowledge renders their pronouncements holy truth scientists, you know, scientists are just people. And people are as corruptible and self-interested as the rest, no matter what your title is, your profession. If you want to use scientists to push an agenda that benefits those at the top while destroying those at the bottom, it helps a lot if they seem as some sort of holier-than-thou religious order that would never dare tell a lie. You might not trust the billionaires or the bureaucrats, but the scientists, well, their word is unimpeachable. When whatever one believes about the science behind so-called anthropogenic climate change, I find it to be absolute pseudoscientific bunk, since his predictions have been persistently wrong every time they make one. As a matter of fact, every time they make them, you know, except for today, tomorrow's coming, that's the only one they can get right. Their public relations agents have been had to shamelessly rebrand their faulty prognostications from global cooling to global warming to climate change, and finally just too bad weather like a criminal changing aliases through the decades in order to keep the shell game alive while snookering its most devoted followers. The whole green religion has never remotely attempted to answer two fundamental questions. Number one, even if mankind were changing the global climate, why is that a bad thing? Number two, if the social and economic costs of ending hydrocarbon energy outweigh the benefits, then why should we do so? Those are two very big questions. Now, the Church of Climate Change demeans all skeptics as climate deniers. And it seems as if the green religious fanatics are vacuously unaware that planet Earth's climate is constantly changing on its own. A land bridge, you know, existed between Asia and North America. Middle East deserts were once lush grasslands. Large parts of the continental United States have been at times underwater or covered in ice. And just what is the ideal climate for the third rock from the sun? Since global warming is the go-to boogeyman for the green clergy, you'd think we must sacrifice anything to keep the temperature from rising. But cold weather kills more humans than hot weather. And similarly, just because one spot on the planet becomes less fertile at any given time, that doesn't mean that areas that were once too hot or too cold aren't now ideal for growing crops. Now, which climate pope gets to decide what global temperature works best when the complex system that is the global climate is always in a constant state of flux? And then there's the second question. What's the point of saving the planet if the economic consequence for obeying the climate gods unleash runaway inflation, currency collapse, worldwide war, disease, famine, and starvation? If 99% of us perish from big government's Green New Deal, will the last tribe of humans be standing, still standing, feel vindicated at that moment? Will the World Economic Forum's ruling offspring walk around chummily in Birkenstocks and T-shirts emblazoned with green recycling vectors, smoking dope, listening to Marley, and feeling smugly self-assured that killing off humanity was worth it? And as much as I love our planet, it is still just a spectacularly built spaceship sailing us through the universe. I will not sacrifice human life for rocks, even though if those rocks happen to be as majestic as the Matterhorn. Mankind, after all, is just as organic as anything else in nature. If a beaver building a dam in order to survive is natural, then humans building transportation networks and factories are too. The truth is that the green religion is really about power. Climate Marxists believe that only a select few are fit to rule, and everybody else is either a servant or a serf. And once you have enough humans for those roles, all the rest are expendable. Who needs billions and billions of extra passengers flying through space, all demanding political equality, economic self-sufficiency, and personal freedom? For the World Economic Forum global elites, getting rid of the riffraff just makes sense. But if enough people begin to see through this, then the globalist gospel looks pretty bare. And if it's not about saving the planet, then it's nothing more than a dogma used by those with great power to assert control over everybody else. A con game created so the woke can play Pope. False religion with false gods. And should the scales finally fall from humanity's eyes, then the green doomsayers among us are going to look pretty foolish and wicked with their signs still painted, "The end is nigh." Because if you know what you're talking about, you know that everything ends in time. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Webster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health-giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwhyprotein.net. That's bestwhyprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. Which is the Bulletproof Project 2 is coming. They sponsored by Aero Precision. My chosen industry is talk radio, and I'm very lucky to be in it. And one of the big reasons I'm in it at all is because I was captured by the way radio was presented. Once upon a time, radio talkers sounded a certain way. They had a deep baritone voice, and their delivery was replete with all of the standard intonations. During the shows, they feigned seriousness, and at times they sounded grave. They were different creatures altogether, and they always sounded like they were inebriated with caffeine. The pretense was blatant. One of the guys who tried to change all that, in fact, actually threw a brick through the wall on that one, was Howard Stern. For 3 hours on weekdays, the self-proclaimed king of all media spoke about everything, including taboo subjects that were never heard on the radio before. His was, in my opinion, his radio show was very much the Seinfeld of radio. He talked about his bathroom habits, his method of gratification, his wife's miscarriage, and his marital problems. He interviewed anybody from an uptight politician to porn stars. There was a reality show aspect to his act as well. He frequently excoriated his hapless producer, Gary Baba Booey Delabate, on the air. He also discussed office politics. He often put his staff members on air when they aired their grievances and even engaged in verbal spats. Some of the humor was considered off-color for its time, perhaps scandalous in today's woke climate. Because Stern was exploitative of everyone, including himself, who was part of the show, but he was honest. And it was always fun and games. He was live. I was not in radio at all, but he was live during the terrorist attacks on September 11, 2001. And he continued to broadcast. This live reporting was one of the first of those listening, for those listening across the country with callers sharing their harrowing experiences, because his show originates in New York. Between 1990 and 2004, the FCC fined owners of radio station licensees that carried the Howard Stern Show $2.5 million for content it considered to be indecent. His risque content meant that despite his show's popularity, he was never considered worthy of prestigious awards or glowing reviews, and he was scorned by the so-called radio elite. And he didn't care about it. He frequently relished mocking the phoniness and the vacuousness and the dual standard of the elites in Hollywood and beyond. He was seen as a rebel against the establishment. Then the Howard Stern Show moved to satellite radio, and then he was unencumbered by FCC violations, so let it fly. And he did some very insightful interviews with some of the finest minds in comedy, film, and music, like Larry David, Sting, and Francis Ford Coppola. But the standards were devolving. He was beginning to make inroads with the elites. He developed personal friendships with many Hollywood stars and even politicians, even the vacuous variety he used to mock. His personal friendship shouldn't concern his listeners, but if it affects the content, then it becomes their business. And Stern, who was famous for calling out hypocrisy, now began to restrain himself. Perfect example of this was the Hilaria Baldwin controversy. Hilaria, married to Alec Baldwin, claimed to be Spanish, even though when in reality she's from Boston, and she spoke with an acquired Spanish accent. Now, Howard Stern from the 80s would have exploded on the air, but he was now mum owing to his close personal friendship with Alec Baldwin. He stooped further, becoming a judge on a lame talent show and fawning over low-grade dating shows such as The Bachelor. The ongoing in-real-time capitulation was embarrassing, and so was a lack of self-awareness. Stern probably realizes his audience has deserted him. Years ago, he summoned a crisis meeting where he discussed plans to revive his show. This was back in 2013. All through the presentation, he blamed everyone but himself for its failure. And there's actually a 57-minute video of that, which he has never acknowledged the existence of that on a show. He chose to remain mostly neutral during the 2016 presidential race. He did speak favorably of Hillary Clinton, but never joined the irrational confederacy of Trump-hating comics. But he sank deeper a few years later. In 2019, he did a fawning interview with Hillary Clinton. Hillary blamed everyone from Bernie Sanders to Russian interference for her defeat in 2016 and was never challenged. Stern even credited President Obama for the Trump economy and baselessly attacked President Trump. And Hillary's failures or corruption never even received a perfunctory question. If you're going to interview someone, you have to do a quick educational study of your subject. Because you don't want to just start the interview with, oh, hey, what's going on in your life? And Stern was known to assiduously prepare for interviews. His hesitation to ask uncomfortable questions was not for the lack of knowledge, but he wanted to appease the establishment and make his membership permanent by doing PR for Hillary. That one interview shocked many who expected honesty from Stern, but Stern didn't care. He's made his money and now he wants acceptance from the elite, which it turns out, apparently he's always craved. So what's become of this radio show now? There are the reality show elements, the bathroom humor, and the rants, but it is stale and insincere. The interviews are still good, but Stern doesn't probe into zones that make the interviewee uncomfortable. He became a fervent proponent of the COVID-19 vaccine, claiming that unvaccinated should not be given access to hospitals. And he's joined the gang of vicious Trump haters like member of the mainstream media and entertainment, as you know. Speaking about the recent Mar-a-Lago raid by the FBI, he said the following. He said, I think he, Trump, was trying to prove to the Russians, like, I'm really in control here. I've got top secret papers. Meanwhile, he's showing them to Russians. Just like to prove that he was president in a way he doesn't even believe it. That's the safest explanation, which is a stupid hypothesis. He hypothesized that Trump could sell the nuclear secrets to our Western allies, like to the likes of Russia and Saudi Arabia. This is a guy who badly wants to do business with Russia and Saudi Arabia. And imagine if he says to them, look, man, give me a couple $1 billion, and I'll show you where France keeps their nuclear weapons, and you guys can see all of this if you do business with me. Stern used to be friendly with Donald Trump. Now he's savaging him. Stern is now the force he once claimed to despise, a hypocrite and a minion of the establishment. If that ever comes to me, I'll probably just quit. Such is my vow. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is hosting a forum at the White House aimed at confronting what civil rights groups, local officials, and academics say is an explosive rise in extremism and white supremacy that threatens the core of America's democracy. This, as current and former FBI agents tell the Washington Times newspaper, that the perceived threat has become overblown under the administration. They say bureau analysts and top officials are pressuring FBI agents to create domestic terrorism esoteric cases and tag people as white supremacists to meet internal metrics. Railroads and labor unions are averting a massive strike after reaching a tentative deal late Thursday night. Officials in Martha's Vineyard say they were caught off guard after Florida's governor sent two planes of illegal immigrants to the island. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. It should be very obvious to you now that the far left is fascist, no matter how much they try to deflect with projection onto you. We call them the party of projection for a reason. The anti-liberty authoritarians of the fascist left have no choice in the matter. They can't admit the truth, and they certainly can't change their socialist national agenda. So they are stuck with constantly trying to gaslight everyone as to who they are until they have gained enough control. They keep lying and smearing others as fascists or as members of the National Socialist German Workers' Party, even though those groups are clearly leftist. Collectivists have been hurling these insults for years. I don't know about you, but I've had enough of the projectional spewing of their ideological failing. If you've studied the liberty deniers, you know they're bluffing when they exploit those words, simply because they completely lack substance. There's no way to back it up. So, we're going to finish the debate the anti-liberty left foolishly chose to start. And, you know, there are numerous commonalities between the Nazi Party in Germany and the Union of the Social USSR. However, since they thought demonizing the pro-freedom right was what they were doing now, I'm going to oblige them and show how they closely resemble the baddies. yeah. If there are fascists these days in America, they're apt to be found among the tribes of the left. They are Mr. Biden and his people, including the lion's share of the media, whose opinions have, since January 6, 2021, have hardened into absolute faith that any party or political belief system except their own is illegitimate, impermissible, inhuman, monstrous, and a threat to democracy. The evolution of their overprivileged emotion, their sentimentality gone fanatic, has led them in 2022 to embrace Mussolini's formula. All within the state, nothing outside the state, nothing against the state, or against the party. People forget, as if they ever knew it, that both Hitler and Mussolini began as socialists. The state and the Democratic Party must speak and act as one, suppressing all dissent. America must conform to the orthodoxy, to the Chinese finger traps of diversity or else, and open borders, and rejoice in mandatory drag shows, all such theater of gender. Meanwhile, their man in the White House invokes emergency powers to forgive student debt, and their thinkers wonder whether the Constitution and the separation of powers are all they cracked up to be. But it's actually very easy to destroy their interminable projection with a series of questions that compares the two sides, since this issue never seems to go away, even when their lies have become obvious. So, first question, I've got a bunch. I hope I have time to say them all. Question, which side wants to go all authoritarian all the time? Which side suppressed freedom of assembly and freedom of religion? Which side is censoring the press? Which side wants unlimited government? Which side believes in the common good over the individual good? Which is the side of collectivism? Which side wants people to be controlled? Which side is extensively exploiting the nation's socialist media as its propaganda organ to gaslight the people in the tradition of Joseph Goebbels? Which side is making up new definitions for words daily? Which side makes up new definitions for fascism, depending on the situation? Which side is destroying the right to privacy? Which side is openly talking about civil war if it doesn't win? Which side projected its Reichstag moment on the other? Which side is illegally attempting to create a gun registry? Which side is constantly working to destroy the sensible individual civil right of self-defense? Which side is weaponizing federal agencies against this political opposition? Which side is setting up systems to snitch on people, as was the tactic of the Gestapo and the Stasi? Which side perpetuates the racism of gun control? Which side has used those agencies to censor the press to impact the outcome of an election? Which side is spying on the other? Which side mandated that people wear useless slave masks? Which side forced people to get the jab in violation of the Nuremberg Code? Which side wants to break your will over emissions? Which side is trying to destroy the Second Amendment by taking firearms from innocent people with unconstitutional gun confiscation orders? Which side caused the death of an innocent man via the implementation of an unconstitutional gun confiscation order? That happened in Maryland, by the way. Which side is unconstitutionally confiscating private property without due process, violating the Fifth and Sixth Amendment? Which side is inflicting a process of punishment on innocent people? Which side has a strange obsession with the guillotine, like the Nazi Party? Which side is applying a double standard of justice? Which side wanted to set up an American Gestapo, a secret police at the beck and call of a future president? Which side loves to play the circular logic game of proving ridiculous, childish insults? Which side is exploiting beyond belief its own Reichstag fire? Which side is demonizing and dehumanizing the other pejoratives like MAGA Republican? Which side is trying to control what is shipped by private entities? Which side exploits a serious crisis to its political advantage? Which side is openly trying to gaslight the people, blaming Trump for the violent crime taking place now? And if you answered the anti-liberty authoritarians of the fascist far left for all of them, congratulations, you have won. I don't have a prize for you, but you have won. Forget about the fact that they keep on coming up with a new definition for fascism, depending on what we happen to be doing today. If we all walked around saying supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, they would say that's a vestige of fascism. And what's too bad for them is that almost everything that they're doing compares to the Nazi Party. And if the fascism fits, they get to wear it. The other, there's a few other things in there that are all of this stuff that I just talked to you about, all this stuff that I ask questions about, is unsustainable. There's no way to do it. No way for it to continue going on. And this is the part where it's getting interesting, because I have talked before about school enrollment and how that's falling. And how whole families are vanishing out of the population centers. How children under five, their families are picking up and moving out of the cities to get their kids out of there. I've talked about that, and the reason I talk about that is because on the one hand, we get told all the time, what do we get told? And it's all by mainstream media. We get told this is happening, that's happening. And on the other hand, we see so much pushback happening in all these places that just don't ever get talked about. It never gets talked about. And that's the thing, that it never gets talked about. But that doesn't mean that it doesn't happen. And that is the really important part. That doesn't mean that it's not happening. It is, in fact, happening. For example, while they talk about civil war, we talk about how much we don't want it, while at the same time we calculate. And we sit back and we say to ourselves, okay, what if this happens? What if that happens? And we have to. Those of us that have existed in the military, when somebody starts talking military operation or combat operation or something, just naturally we get to thinking. And that's where things would go sideways for them. It would go absolutely sideways for them. Because they're not thinking about that, because all they're thinking is mob, go. And that would be a Reichstag moment, because some of us know how to keep that from getting out if we don't want it to get out. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
TheGuns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Now then, when a political faction establishes indiscriminate murder of the most vulnerable human beings as a pillar of policy, it's safe to say that calls encouraging wanton violence against their political opponents is not a stretch in morality. That's where this is when you're starting to cross over into territory that you really, really don't want to go into because of what's going to happen. Now, in response to Lindsey Graham's proposed legislation to codify abortion into law, as long as the execution occurs before the 15th week of the preborn child's life, Crazy Maisie Hirono, the Democrat, made some choice remarks. And I have them here for you to share with you. So here you go.
The word hypocrites, it doesn't even go far enough to call them out on what they're doing. This is an outright attack on women in this country. That is how I see it. That is how more and more women and those who support our right to make decisions about our own bodies. That is how we see it. And why? Because that's what's happening. Madam President, I yield the floor, but clearly, you know, this is a literally call to arms in our country.
In an effort to ensure that there was no ambiguity, Hirono emphasized the literal nature of what could rightfully be taken as a call to violence, because that's, after all, a call to arms is a rallying cry for armed combat. She vocally asserted the appeal was in fact meant to be taken literally. And after scanning Twitter for a good 5 minutes looking for a condemnation from anyone in GOP or elected Republican leadership, snake eyes on that one. Speaking to Hirono's indiscretionary remarks, David Freiheit, a well-respected attorney and content creator, said, undoubtedly, at Maisie Hirono was employing the at Maddow literally when saying this is literally a call to arms. But when Trump says protest peacefully, it's literally a call to arms. Tom Elliott, Senator at Mazie Hirono, fighting the pro-life movement is literally a call to arms in our country. Now, as far as I can tell, Hirono's rhetoric received zero backlash from her fellow Democrats. And in light of that, it sure sounds like the Democrat consensus is, if you won't let us kill babies, then we'll kill you. Isn't that lovely? In a political climate of serious violence levied against pro-life establishment since the overturning of Roe v. Wade, which occurred less than 3 months ago, and one figure puts the number of attacks against pregnancy resource centers and churches at 94, comments like Hirono's are acutely sanctimonious and beyond irresponsible. Hirono still blubbers about January 6th, and in one tweet even questioned how Republicans could look at themselves in the mirror after experiencing the violence of the day's events. It's actually pretty easy. You just stand in front of the mirror and look. Because they didn't have anything to do with it. You didn't have anything to do with it either, Mazie, we know, because you're insane. But your leadership did. In a statement issued this past January, she described the date as a horrific day. The protest as a physical attack before dropping this little bomb of hypocrisy. Watching our militia members storm the Capitol was shocking and will undoubtedly have a profound and lasting impact on our country. This was this past January. There were no armed members of any militia there. Apparently to Hirono, Americans exercising their God-given rights secured by the supreme law of the land, while also stepping foot inside the public property exclusively occupied by the political aristocracy and their vassals, is unacceptable. Because the peasants should know their place. But literally issuing a call to arms against pro-life citizens is appropriate. The intellect of some Democrats can be rather perplexing. But a rhetorical question is, where's the FBI? Shifting a little bit, right now there's some people out there that are blaming the feds for the thing coming up with the credit card stuff and everything. We've heard plenty of shady stuff coming out of the federal government when it comes to guns. We have the FBI pressuring people to forfeit their gun rights, and we have all the junk the ATF has done. But now we have credit card companies seemingly getting in on the act, all without either of those two agencies. Are they involved, or alternatively, could they become involved? And that's what some people believe. A gun rights advocate in Wyoming fears that federal agencies will access credit card companies' new tracking system for gun sales, but two federal police bureaus aren't commenting yet. Mark Jones, Wyoming spokesman for Gun Owners of America, told Cowboy State Daily on Monday that there's a real potential for government oversight of the newly categorized gun sales. He said, this is part of a pattern of behavior. The Biden administration has been keeping an illegal gun registry for years. He referenced a Gun Owners of America report on the ATF uses of federal background checklists regarding the gun sales. And it was compiled following public information requests by GOA, according to Fox News. And he said this just sort of fits with that. It's an attempt to gather more information about law-abiding people. Now, I'm not entirely sure that he is wrong here. Now, the Biden administration, of course, hasn't been keeping that for years because they've only been in power for 20 months. But some of these things have just never been struck down. They go dormant when a Republican is in office. They just sit there. They don't go forward. They don't go back. They just exist. As things stand now, the records exist as to who lawfully buys guns and who doesn't. And, of course, they're highly dispersed. Each gun store maintains its own records, and the ATF doesn't get them unless the store goes out of business for whatever reason. But now the credit card companies will be developing their own database of sorts. That means they'll be in just three locations rather than thousands. And it won't be complete because it's not actually going to tell anybody what you bought. You could go in there and buy a chest rig. You could go in there and buy, some ammo. You could go in. There's a lot of things you could go in there and buy. But it doesn't mean that you're going to show up on a list. When they get that credit card list, they're not going to know what you bought. So, it's a partial move in that direction, without a doubt. Without a doubt, it is a partial move in that direction. Nothing new, not a new thing. They're always doing the partial moves. What's more, as Visa has said, it won't do what proponents claim it will with regard to mass shootings. And that's the big thing. We're told constantly this will stop this and this will stop that. It stops nothing. All it will do is track you to a degree. To a degree, and I say to a degree. Because the average criminal probably doesn't use a credit card when he buys a gun from his black market dealer. But we hear about mass shooters and how they use them. And as noted, this move won't do anything about that. It won't even flag a rampage shooter's gun purchase as suspicious because they don't know what exactly is being purchased. So if they don't know if it's a gun or a tent or a sleeping bag or a fishing pole, they won't know what it is. And I suspect that's what will be next, which will make it even easier. The feds, they just need to subpoena records from the three credit card companies when they want to see who's buying what. I'd like to say that while it's possible for them to do that, it's not likely. But when you look at the FBI and the ATF, well, you know, I can't actually say that, not with any degree of honesty. So while the feds may not necessarily be behind this push, they are licking their chops over it, and that should make everyone very nervous about their credit card use. But we still have cash. We could always do that. We could always go to the bank, withdraw the money over the course of a week or something. We're going to make a point. There's a lot of ways to deal with this if we want to, but, you know, we're just going to have to roll a lot of things back. We're going to roll up our sleeves and go for it. Coming up next, it is going to be 1911 University with Joe Chambers. This is Lock and Load.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At Z&H Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, Z&H Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. Z&H Precision. Welcome to the Boom Squad.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.